Welcome to the Tried by Fire podcast.
I know. Welcome. It's hot.
We've just been running around all day. I literally got home, set everything up. It's 5 o'clock, it's past 5 o'clock now. But we were just rushing, and now we're sitting down, and we're tired. We no longer have the energy to do the podcast. Kind of, wasted our time.
No.
Anyway, my computer might die. Hopefully I can record the whole podcast before it does, but if it does, I'm sorry. You can watch live. Those will be up on Instagram and Facebook, so you can join us live. And you can ask questions if you join us live as well, or you could call into anchor.fm/triedbyfire and leave us a voicemail, which will be featured on the episodes. So if you want your voice to be heard, that's a good place to do it. And we'll answer questions via that way as well. I should mention that we are not professionals by any means, so if anything goes haywire or wrong, it's Eva's fault.
What?
Okay, fine, it's Melody's fault.
What?
It's not my fault, that's all I know.
It's Bobby's fault.
Why is it my fault?
Because you went out to get a drink and put everything away and...
If you don't know what the podcast is about, see, we're not professionals. We usually just talk about some, Tried by Fire is a ministry, so we talk about a lot of biblical ideologies. We have a biblical worldview, so those are the things that we kind of keep our focus on. I try not to get too political. Sometimes that just happens. I mean, when politics and religion mix together, you see an explosive, diorama. It's not very pretty. So that just kind of sometimes happens because of, you know, government and church and church and government, and which actually is going to take place in this episode. So we're going to talk a little bit about Biden in a minute. She doesn't know any of my topics, so she's coming in this has blind. Always been the case. She comes in blind. And just, we talk about it kind of blindly. I don't think through my topics, really. I mean, I think through them of what I'm going to talk about, but I don't think through of, you know, how the conversation is going to go before it goes and all that kind of stuff. So it's all just kind of made up on the spot. So we can make mistakes. We could say things that are maybe wrong. I am always open to being corrected, or criticism of any kind is welcomed here. So if you have a different point of view or a different worldview, leave us a message. Tell us. Talk to us. Yeah. This is open conversation. That's what a podcast is for. It's for being able to converse with you guys. At least that's what this podcast is for. To be able to converse with you guys, get your feedback, get your problems and your emotions and the things that are happening in this world, and see how you guys are relating to it. As people come in, I might pause every once in a while and say hi, or answer questions, or just read the comments or whatever. But don't hesitate during the live podcast to leave a comment and let us know something, or just say hi.
Yeah,
whatever. We have merch. The I Am book is available, so you can buy that. And we have Fear God shirts, which is available on the website. I really enjoy the Fear God shirts. I think it's one of my favorite. Like, I have a life verse that says "Let God be true," and I have a shirt that says that, and I really like that shirt. But the Fear God shirts, that's just so cool. This is the rainbow. It says "Fear God" in the rainbow, and it's a good reminder. And it takes place from the conclusion book, which is also available on our website, triedbyfireministry.com. You can go check those out. And we have a new book coming out in November. That's right. I'm releasing it in November on Black Friday, so there will be a deal as soon as it's released. You'll be able to buy it with that deal and other merch as well, and we'll ship it to you. And you'll enjoy it, and you'll flaunt it, and people will be like, "Wow, that's really cool. Where can I get that?" And then you can be like, triedbyfireministry.com, and then they can buy it, flaunt it, so on and so forth. That's how this ministry works. Anyway, but during that time, the book will come out. So the book will be pre-order available in September-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to pre-order the book by that time. And there's a secret coming out. Secret something. I'll talk about that in a minute. And then we have social medias. We have Facebook, Instagram, YouTube This is a big thing. We have over 600 subscribers on YouTube. Not to pat myself on the back or anything, because I didn't do any of that. I don't even know why or how. I don't know what you guys are watching. I think it was when we started the food vlogs. People seem to be really interested in those, which I enjoy making all of the videos that we make. But we have food vlogs up there.
It's because who doesn't enjoy food?
Yeah, and if you're Baptist, I mean, that's perfect. I mean, this. But, no, we have food vlog videos up there where we just kind of show you our lives. I mean, you just kind of follow us, and we're kind of goofy people. I don't know if we're all that interesting. People, I guess, enjoy it. People are subscribing, so. And then we have Bible study videos, which those, from time to time, get pretty good views sometimes. It just depends, I guess. But those are available. And then we have other series like Absolute Truth, where we take something that people sometimes think is a truth, but it's not. I mean, relative truth. So yeah, you can check those out. Those are always funny. Melody really likes being a part of those. But yeah, the next food vlog comes out next week, and it will be on pizza and hot wings. So you have to check that out. It'll be fun. I'll share it on social media. And then our last episode of the conclusion, I split it up into two parts. So that will be available starting not next week, but the week after. And there'll be two episodes next month. They're really short, super fun. But that's how I'm going to start doing it from here on out. I'm going to just kind of shorten them up and make multiple episodes available for you guys. So you can watch however much you want and just kind of get your feeding that way. And it kind of helps me split up the editing process, because those ones are kind of lengthy and difficult to edit. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, as far as our intro goes, so
yeah,
we're just gonna get right into our first segment of the day, which I think is my favorite segment. Some people don't like it, but whatever. Which I've entitled Dad Joke of the Day. That's where I give a dad joke today. Only today.
What about your...
Oh, dang. I forgot. I got a cool Father's Day shirt, and I didn't wear it because I'm a dummy. But it says, what does it say? Number one dad joke award dad joke or something? Champ. Dad joke champ. That's right. Because I am the champion of dad jokes. Dang. But anyway, my dad joke today. Sundays are always a little sad, but the day before is a Saturday.
Whatever.
It's a sadder day.
Yeah.
Sundays are sad. Do you get it? You don't get it?
It's sadder.
It's Saturday. The day before is a little sadder day. Whatever. That was my dad joke. Apparently, my daughter doesn't get it. But that was my dad joke of the day. That was a good one. I laughed when I read that one. I was like, I was going down dad jokes, and I was like, which one's a good one? And then I read that one, and I was like, that's a perfect one. I'm so glad I found it. Anyway, we're going to go into the next segment, which is called Question with Melody. I did that backwards every single time. I need to, like, make a mental note to write it down or something so I know. I have to play that before I go into the segment. Anyway, I have my daughter here, Melody. Say hi.
Hi.
I'm going to ask you a question, and you got to answer truthfully, okay?
Okay.
If you were a teacher and you could teach your students anything you wanted, what would it be? Math? What? Why?
Now I kind of like math.
So you could teach your students anything at all without restriction, and you're going to teach them math? Okay, well, that's it.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was my question with Melody. Okay, thank you, Melody. I'm glad you answered that question honestly and truthfully. Really, math?
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Let's put this to the test for a second here. What is 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5?
20.
Wow, that's pretty fast. What is, okay, what's 6 plus 6 plus 6 plus 6?
19?
Nope.
Really?
No, it's 24. You have some learning to do before you start teaching. Maybe someday.
I'm not gonna be.
Keep practicing. Pretty good though. You got that the 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5 thing pretty quickly. So, well, let's just get into the meat of it. We're just gonna jump right into the topics. So if you don't know how this works or how this is structured, we have topics. We have four different topics that we usually talk about. The first one being just kind of how our month's been, what we've been doing, kind of some of the things to look forward to in the future, things to look out for. And this is a good time to ask questions. If you have any questions, if you're jumping on live, you can ask us questions. You can say hello. You can just say you guys are ugly or whatever you want. Don't be too mean, but you can be somewhat truthful. I mean, if it's something like calling us ugly, well, you can just leave. You just get out of here. No, whatever you guys want to talk about, you know, this is a good time to do that. So if you come in at any point in time and you just want to say something, you have a question or whatever, you just let us know and we'll answer it. But we usually talk about our month for the first one. The second one's a little more of a serious topic. We'll talk about something serious, usually something that involves something that's been happening lately in the world that people are making a big deal about or not, that I'm making a big deal about. Third topic's usually something that Eva asks, although she doesn't always have a question because she's lazy.
Whatever.
No, she works, so she's not thinking about this kind of stuff all the time. And then the last thing is just a quick Bible devotion, something to think about, something to ponder on, and just kind of...
The last but the best part.
Yeah, just something quick and striking. But we'll tell you about our month first, and we've just been going through a stressful month. It's June, it's Pride Month. It's not a very good month to be a Christian. And it's not even because...
Or it's the best month to be a Christian.
It's not even because... we say anything, it's just because we're a Christian, and that automatically makes us apparently enemies with yep. everyone that is not a Christian. So I don't know why. We don't need to be. We could still, I still love the LGBT community. I just can't support them. I love them. I love my child, but if she decided she wanted to become a serial killer, can't support that. I still love her, but I can't support it. Or if she wants to become a kleptomaniac, steals from stores and stuff, again, I'd still love her, but I just can't support that, and things of that nature. So I'm not saying that LGBT is a kleptomaniac or murderers, but they struggle with a different kind of sin that just, I'm sorry, it's just the notion of it. It doesn't mean we cannot be friends, doesn't mean we can't talk to each other, doesn't mean that we can't have a civil discourse with one another, this doesn't mean we can't, hang out together or whatever, but teach us own, I suppose. But anyway, it's been kind of just a weird, slow month. Looking forward to July, looking forward to seeing things kind of transition out of that, hopefully. I mean, really, all year is LGBT pride, but... I don't know. Dedicating a month, I guess, makes it different, I suppose, or something, I guess. But anyway, it doesn't really matter. In the end, there's only one that has to say so. And it's not me, and it's not you. It's God. But other than that, we're starting to see corporations opening back up, loosening the mask mandates. I've noticed Hobby Lobby has somewhat loosened the mask mandate and allowing their employees
who are vaccinated
to take their masks off. Those that are not vaccinated, keep your masks on. Like you. So she's almost passed out like four times since this whole thing started with a mask on. And She's probably the healthiest person I've ever met. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not.
What are you talking about? I've never seen you sick. Not once. How long have we been together? Since 2012?
I guess. No, I've been sick before.
When?
I got sick, like, a year ago.
Like the sniffles? You had, like, the sniffles. You had a runny nose and a headache. Oh, woohoo.
I guess.
Anyway, my point is, those that are healthy still have to wear a mask, which is weird to me. I don't get that, but whatever. And then I've been working hard on something new, something exciting, something that I've been hinting at for a very long time. If you follow us on Facebook, you've seen maybe some pictures. Actually, I think I posted it on Instagram too. You've seen maybe some pictures, but you're just not quite sure what it is. It's a secret. You see a little eyeball somewhere, maybe? I'm not going to tell you what it is because you'll find out in the future. Stick around. Keep watching our Facebook page and eventually you're going to find out. But I'm really excited about it. I'm almost done with it. I'm about over halfway done with it. And I'm going to release it soon. So you guys be sure to follow us and check it out when it happens. Is it on Instagram? It's not on Instagram? It would be up at the top. Why would it be at the bottom?
I don't know. No.
Well, that sucks. Anyway, just check out our Facebook page. It's on there. I know that for sure. Well, let's get into the main course.
Okay.
I want to talk about this because I think it's important and I think it's interesting to note. The Catholic Church, in a very strange turn of events, has denied Biden communion.
Really? I didn't know about that one.
They've denied Biden communion. The Pope himself denied a meeting with Biden.
Why?
Because of his stances on abortion. Of all things. The Catholic Church. The modern Catholic Church. The ones that, you know, don't stand on anything but sand. That waver on all of their convictions are suddenly taking a stand. And it's strange. Especially for Biden. Like, I thought they were for Biden. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I didn't know that about them. So,
it's crazy. I don't think I've ever heard, other than, like, you know, obviously the old reformers and stuff like that, of them refusing communion to someone that is that important of a person, you know? That seems crazy. I didn't even know that the Catholic Church stood up against abortion these days. I thought they were okay with all of that now. Because they're okay with, you know, gay pride and LGBT in the church. And
I'm pretty sure one day they'll be okay with it, and it's so sad.
Maybe.
They'll waver with their
traditions. But for right now,
traditions. For
right now, with everything else that seems to be falling apart and people wavering on every other kind of conviction they have, the Catholic Church has stood against someone I thought they really admired. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I don't know about that one. That's a good one.
I just think it's crazy. I mean, I'm not for, you know, a lot of what the Catholic Church stands for, but you know, I think there was a time when Catholicism had a good direction that it was headed. I mean, this was at the very beginning, you know, when it first started. It had a good direction that it was headed towards. And then somewhere along the line, some people came along and just started distorting what the Bible actually said and then throwing out some of the things, putting in their own ideals, like, you know, the Virgin Mary staying a virgin and you're not allowed to read the Bible for yourself and all, you know, all this weird stuff.
The rosary and all that.
Yeah, and then special prayers, and which is against what Jesus says literally in the book of Matthew, talking about how you shouldn't pray like the heathen. Don't just repeat yourself, vain repetitions. And he gives you a structure of how you should pray and the ideas of what you should pray for. Coming boldly to the throne of grace, as Paul says, neither here nor there. My point is, the Catholic Church these days don't support those kinds of thinking. And it's just crazy to hear that they would allow that. Then again, if you haven't been paying attention to anything that Biden's been doing, he's been doing some really creepy, weird stuff. I don't know. Which I signed off on. I signed the bill. It's so weird. It's so weird. Anyway, I just wanted to kind of just talk about that. Okay. What do you think? What do you think about the church doing that?
Well, let's...
You grew up... I mean, your family is kind of... grew up in a Catholic-ish...
Mm-hmm.
Catholic-style setting. I mean, your parents...
They grew up with the title Catholic, but we were never really a Catholic church-like family because we didn't go faithfully to church or anything like that. We just...
Their Catholic tradition was passed down.
Yep. That's what it was. My grandma was a Catholic, so I'm going to be a Catholic type of thing.
But now that you know the truth of what the Bible says, and you know exactly what faith is supposed to be like, mm-hmm. how the Bible lays it out, not just by our church or based off of a Baptist right. tradition or whatever, is based off of what the Bible has laid out. How does that make you think towards the Catholic Church?
I mean, it gives me hope, I guess. If they're one small step could be...
Wouldn't it be crazy if the whole Catholic religion turns back to the Bible...
Yeah, it would be only God could do that, but
yeah. That would be so great, because a lot of people, and no offense to Catholic listeners or anybody that's, you know, a part of the Catholic Church, we can have open discourse about this later, but a lot of people, it doesn't matter what religion, you could go to the Mormon religion or Jehovah's Witness religion or, you know, whatever, a lot of people believe that the Antichrist will come out of the Pope's office of the Catholic Church. And there's a lot of Catholics that believe that too, mind you. There's a lot of Catholics that don't even follow the Pope. But, I mean... If they change their doctrine back to the things of God and the Bible, what? What would we do? I wouldn't even know what to think anymore. That'd be insane. In complete insanity. I don't see that happening, but it would be...
Yeah, but it would be... If it would further prove God... You know, because only he could do it. He would be the only one that would be able to change the hearts of all those people.
That's just crazy to think about. Just crazy.
I mean, it's not impossible. I'm just saying. Nothing's impossible for God.
It blew my mind, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you have a question? We'll move on to the third topic here before my battery dies on my laptop.
My question?
Yeah.
I don't have a question.
You don't have a question?
I don't.
See? Lazy.
What?
I told you guys.
No.
I told you
Not
guys.
Not at all. No. I don't have a question.
Nothing? Nothing comes to mind. Nothing like you want to just talk about? Be like, hey, let's just...
This weather.
Hey, guys. Oh, yeah. Man, it's been hot. Man. If you live in California, you're like, what is going on? Hell is coming to Earth.
Those gas prices.
13 the week before last.
Going up like crazy.
Yeah.
Houses are going up like crazy.
Hey, we pay like $5 per gallon here in California. I'm just curious to know how much you guys are paying in your other states here.
How much was my bill? It was like $65 just to fill my gas tank.
That's crazy. It kind of makes me want to cry.
I know.
I just can't live anymore. We're trying to get a house too. We're trying to figure out, you know, ways to afford that with inflation and everything going up. And oh my goodness, a small home here in California anyway is like $300,000 and up.
Part of it is raising my mom's house. Imagine.
Anyway, well, I guess we'll just move on from the third topic then. Cause
sorry, guys, I don't have anything.
Even try. It might save my battery then.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about one particular Bible verse that we can just think on to give us some encouragement.
It's okay. That's more important than my question anyway.
The Bible verse?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get to that eventually anyway.
No, this part is more important. This is like the main reason why we do this.
Anyway, John 1:17. First chapter of John, verse 17. It says, "For the law was given by Moses." As we know, Moses went up the mount and he got the Ten Commandments. He gave the law to the people. That's how they knew their sin. That's how they knew they needed to repent and they needed to give a sacrifice for their sin. So the law was given to Moses, and Moses gave us the law. It says, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Moses gave the law, but truth and grace, the forgiveness for your sins, came by Christ. I don't even need to say anymore. I mean, that's a perfect thing to think about. And I suggest you get a Bible app or get your Bible out, underline that verse, and be like, yes, I'm going to think about this all week long or all month long, because the podcast is
a month.
Every month. But Moses gave the law. Christ died for your sins. Christ died for your sins. So Moses told you what you're sinning. Christ died for your sins. Yeah.
That's good.
All right. Well, let's continue on to the song of the month, which is actually not a song of the month. It's an album of the month, because I didn't want to pick just one song. But I watched these YouTubers called More J Stew or J Stew Studios, which they post on a lot of their videos on More J Stew. So you go check them out, More J Stew, and they came out with a new album called Summer's Back. It's very Bible-centric, gospel-heavy, I suppose. Pretty much every song has something to do with Christ, and which is, I mean, that's what sold me, really. I'm not a fan of that kind of music, but I've been listening to it, and I've been enjoying it. So if you're into, like, rap or hip-hop or just Christian music in general, you go check that out. It's got Hyperfenton and then J Stew. It's pretty good.
What type of music are you not into?
Rap, hip hop.
Oh. I thought you said something else.
Anyway, the book of the month that I want to talk about, speaking of Catholicism, the book of the month that I've been reading and I've been really enjoying. I've read part of it once before, and then we moved and I stopped reading it, but now I picked it back up and I started rereading it and I've gotten further, is called Confessions by St. Augustine, who was a Catholic. He was a Catholic when the Catholic Church first, you know, kind of made its start, and he was a very biblical-centered Catholic. But fantastic. His thoughts, man. Unbelievable. Some of the things he points out is just, like, it's so deep, and it makes you think, and you're just, sometimes you think about it, and your brain just kind of hurts. You're like, who thinks like this? it's amazing. I highly suggest, strongly suggest you pick it up and you read it. Great reading.
You should have had a little sample.
Yeah, all my samples are on. You know what? I could just do this real quick. I could give you a quick sample. Hopefully my battery stays okay on my computer. Quick sample. I have some things highlighted, but here's one. It says, when you grasp us, he's speaking to God. This is his confessions to God, obviously. He says, when you grasp us, the grip is firm. When we try to sustain ourselves, the grasp is feeble. That sounds, you know, kind of easy to comprehend, but I mean, that's really powerful. Those are really powerful words. Another one says, oh Lord, turn us, lest we be overturned. Mm. Oh, that's good. Come on. Is that not good? I could read all of this all day. He says, I was standing with my back to the light so that the things that should be illuminated were in shadow, even though they were in front of my face. That's a deep thinker, but it's good. And once you get it, you're like, wow, that's amazing. Another good one. He says, the truth is that the best we can do is relate the things of material reality to you. You are the only subject in which all things have their being. Your greatness and beauty has no context except for you. No human being is magnificent or beautiful in its own bodiness. If it were less perfect in form or beauty, it would still be a body. Again, a lot of thinking involved in that one, but it's very good once you understand it. Another one. See how feebly the soul limps along unless it is planted in solid truth.
That's good.
I can go on. Let me find a really good one here. Uh-oh, my battery's going to die. If you seek a happy life in the land of death, you will not find it. Anyway, I'm going to move on because my battery's going to die, and I don't want it to die before I finish the podcast. So, yeah, let's get into the next, which is my Bible notes. I'm going to read them quick. And you can still leave comments and still message. I'll be on live. I just want to finish this recording real quick so I can post it. But we're reading in John 7. So if you want to pause, you can go over to John 7 real quick. But John 7, verse 5, I said, "For neither did," or the Bible says, "For neither did his brethren believe in him." And this is speaking about Jesus. I said, "It should be noted that Jesus had brothers. Mary didn't stay a virgin like some religions would teach. Even further, not even his own brothers believed him. His own family, born from Mary, rejected him." Jesus' own brothers didn't believe in him. And Mary didn't stay a virgin. Just want to point that out to some of my Catholic friends. just saying. Anyway, John 7, verse 24, it says, "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." I said, do not judge, but judge. Judge spirits always, looks never. My entry to this was John 7 gives a look at the spirit of the world and what Jesus had to deal with on several occasions. He was loving, he healed the sick, gave to the needy, and saved their souls, forgiving their sins. But the one thing that really upset people was his doctrine. The religious followers of that day were upset because everything Jesus spoke about went against their practices and traditions, which is still the case today. It's all too real even still. The children of God, and I mean those that really know him and have been following his teachings written out in his word, are speaking and preaching truth, not to purposely go against the traditions and practices of today, but to specifically please God and pray that many would be saved from their sins, which their sins mostly consist of their practices and traditions of today. Religionists hate that. Those that want to hold on to their sin really can't stand it when you talk about eternity, about God, and about holy living. They mistreat Jesus, even his own family, during his time on earth. So it's no surprise when your family and everyone else around you mistreats you when you speak about the Bible and what the Bible says, nothing wavering.
Yeah.
Something to think about. Jesus was mistreated by his own family, so it shouldn't surprise you when you're mistreated by yours for speaking the things of God. Anything else to add?
No, that's good.
I don't have a Moody quote, but...
Yay!
Just want to throw that out there. My battery's going to die on my computer, and we're pretty much over. But if you want to, you can go to triedbyfireministry.com, look at some of our stuff on there. Go to our anchor.fm/triedbyfire, leave us a message. Or come up to Facebook or Instagram, leave us a comment. These are all free sources for you to use and utilize. And if you want a book or you just can't afford a book or whatever the case may be, let me know. You can comment, you can message me, DM Tried by Fire or whatever, and we could work something out. I want my book to get into as many hands as possible. And I'm willing to do that any way possible.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Until next time, we have another month. So at the end of each month on a Saturday, when she has it off, we do another podcast, so just be sure to stay tuned for that. We'll announce that on our Facebook page, so follow us on Facebook. That's where most of our stuff comes from or is shared. So, yeah. Hope you guys have a good summer.
Or 4th of July, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Stay safe.
Bye.
Bye.